Then there's this batch of things that are currently in progress, starting with EAP, which I know there's a lot of excitement about, and we internally are also super excited about it. And on one hand, we can't wait to share with you all the things that are happening like on a day-by-day basis, but on the other hand, we want to make sure that there's a nice batch of stuff and we're not just putting out little bit by little bit by little bit. So it's coming soon. And auctions had gone out with the updates. We discovered some issues. We took them offline and we are slowly working to, well, we're working fast. They're coming out slowly in a controlled way so that we make sure that we're doing everything right because it's a system that takes your money and hands out land, and that's important. And we are certainly looking forward to the next stage, which will be resident-to-resident auctions. Although, to be honest, we expect that resident-to-resident auctions will be coming early next year. I don't think that we are aiming for this year anymore. This is unfortunate. I know we said in our 15th year is when we want to do all of these things. But the realities of working on many projects all at the same time, unfortunately, mean that some of these projects stretch out into the next year. Themed learning islands. We talked about doing some themed onboarding experiences for our new users, and we've been testing those. The results have been very interesting to see, and they have given us a lot of ideas for what to try next. Unfortunately, because we want the experiment results to be clean, we can't talk about them a ton, but we are definitely working on the various ways that the onboarding experience can be better for our new residents. Bakes on Mesh is getting very close. Oz, perhaps you want to talk about that one?
We just did a deploy that had a little few rough spots of the last major piece of infrastructure that needed to be updated for that. So expect a project viewer update soon, and we encourage people to give it a try so that we can shake out any bugs before it gets into the default viewer that everybody gets. But it's coming together. We'll probably have a couple more updates to the deploys, and I expect that the viewer will go through a couple of revisions, but we're making very good progress on it, and I think it'll be a nice feature. And improved performance. We've actually had a whole series of projects, and there are a couple more still in flight that are designed to improve performance. We're revising some of our rendering code. We're working on a complete redo of the viewer's texture caching system, which we think is looking very good. Those will be out in viewers. We've done some things with region crossings, and we've got a few more projects in the wings that are focused primarily on improving the performance of some aspect. Try to pick the one least happy about if we can. That's going to be an ongoing effort. We're always trying to do something about performance somewhere.